Hey guys, on this episode, I'll be breaking down the difference between assets and liabilities, and I'll also be going ahead and explaining why people have the assets and liabilities columns confused. So let's just dive headfirst into this. Basically, today I'm going to be breaking down information to you guys on what the difference is between assets and liability. I have a bunch of friends, a bunch of family that still have the two confused. Ultimately, you have to be able to define what each individual and one is, just so you're not trapped in a system where you keep buying liabilities with the thoughts that they're assets, right? So just to hop into this real quick, I'm going to define what both of them are. An asset is anything that provides you income annually, monthly, quarterly, okay? A liability is something that you have to pay for. So any expense, any out-of-pocket expense every month, every out-of-pocket expense every year, that is what you consider a liability, okay? So that being said, guys, I want you guys to think about everything you own and think about what provides you income on a yearly basis. For most of you guys, it will just be a job, right? So your job is not necessarily an asset because you don't own it, but if your job was a thing, it would be considered an asset. So when you guys think about assets as things that provide you money and not take money from you, then you ultimately understand what an asset is. So that house that you own, that you live in, that you pay for monthly, is not an asset. That's a liability. But the biggest lie that you get from finance gurus is that that's an asset. The only time it becomes an asset is if you pay it off, right? And even at that, because it's not bringing you monthly income, it just becomes part of your net worth, but you're still paying every month for it. So, or yearly if you're done, you pay property taxes. So ultimately, it's never really considered an asset, right? It'll always kind of be a liability. But that being said, if you then turn around and owned rental income, so if you turn around and owned rental income, even though it's a bit, for some of you guys would consider it a bit more risky, but if you owned rental income, that will then be automatically an asset, because instead of losing money every month, now you're making money every month. So money's coming in, not going out. So if you think about assets and liabilities as big pots, and whatever goes into it is what you consider an asset, and whatever leaves the pot is what you consider a liability, right? So an asset would be a home bringing in money every month. And for example, stocks that pay dividend would be assets, right? You can still own regular stocks and they'd be considered assets if they're appreciating in value, but you want that ultimately to be, want your assets to ultimately pay you a monthly wage. That's why I prefer dividend investing. I know some people might not prefer that. They prefer capital gains, but it's ultimately up to you on how you want to sort it out. But on my end, as I mentioned, I prefer to have my monthly payments or quarterly payments from my dividend stock. So that would be considered an asset, right? So guys, I want you guys to think about this. Try and process things in more financial terms than more personal. So I know your house feels like an asset right now. It is not. The house you live in, you feel like it's an asset. It is not. Now, do you get rid of your home? No. You can use it. You can refinance. You can use it as an asset. You can still become an asset. But as of right now, if you're living in it and you're paying bills, you're paying property taxes, you're paying a mortgage, you're paying, and it's not bringing any money into your bank account, it's considered a liability, okay? And that's the financial term for it. But the banks will have you believe otherwise, because obviously it serves their purpose. But guys, I want you guys to know the difference, and I'm pretty sure a bunch of you guys would still ask, why isn't what I consider an asset, or rather, why isn't the bank telling me that my house is not an asset? Why isn't the bank telling me that my car is not an asset? Well, the banks loan out money, right? So they're in the business of loaning out money. Realistically, what they always want to do is want to make you give out money. They don't want you keeping any money for yourself, because ultimately that goes against their business model. If you are keeping money for yourself, then you're never really giving out that money. So it wouldn't be something your bank would encourage. So if you pay mortgage out to banks, they're super happy with that. Of course, it's coming out of your pocket, so they're gonna advertise it as an asset. They tell you, oh, this is the best buy that you're ever gonna make, or you're gonna buy a car, and that's the second biggest buy you're ever gonna make, and it's gonna be the most important. Guys, I promise you it's not in your personal life, yes, but if you want, and you want to grow, and you want to make better decisions for your financial self, you most likely would want to buy bigger assets than your home and your car, right? For me, I still drive a 2016, it's 2020, I drive a 2016 Chrysler 200, and it's not a bad car. It gets me from point A to point B, but I realize what this car does for me. This car is just a vehicle, right? It gets me from point A to point B. I realize that all the payments going out on this car are not benefiting me in any way. I can ultimately take the bus and get a cheaper mode of transportation. It'll be more inconvenient, but it'll be a cheaper mode of transportation. And I was just thinking this morning, whatever amount you make at your job, I want y'all to always add a zero at the end of it, because if you do add a zero by the end of it, that's actually the future value, your current income. So I want you to think about your income always in future value and not in present value. So always think about that month, that $1 that you're spending. Imagine what would happen if you reinvested in it. It could be $10. And I break this down in my previous podcast. If you want to go look into that, I'll explain to you how to turn your $1 into $10, right? So, guys, I want you to actually sit down, process this, understand why whatever you own and you think is an asset is not considered an asset, and why what you think is a liability is a liability in most cases, because I don't think anybody really confuses liabilities for assets, because most people tend to understand the concept of liabilities a bit more than assets, because people know when you're paying for something and it's hurting. So that part I understand, but for assets, guys, I want you guys to think along the lines of money coming in is money. It's what we consider an asset. Money going out is not an asset. If you guys are thinking about buying any assets, generally you have a couple options. Ultimately, you can find assets in a lot of structures, right? So a business is considered an asset, guys, because that brings you money monthly. The moment that business stops bringing in monthly income, or weekly income, or annual income, that's when you consider that business a liability. Right, so if you guys wanted, there's multiple business options that you could get into. And in another podcast, actually, I'll be going over what business models you guys can get into, low cost business models, obviously more convenient business models, real estate business models, stock investing models, and I'll basically be giving you guys a lowdown and trying to keep you guys updated with the. Basically what you could do to make sure that you're always buying assets, building assets, versus always letting go of your money and liabilities. Okay, guys, on this episode, I just wanted to go ahead and quickly explain that, because I noticed a bunch of my friends still confused what an asset is. I tried explaining to people what an asset is, but seems some people already have the belief that what the banks told them is the only truth. And they're not going to change their minds about it, and that's entirely fine. As I mentioned, it's all about you and learning how to grow. If you try and educate people and they don't want to be educated, then I dare you guys, go talk to your friends, your family, the guys who own the house, and tell them that the house they're living in is not an asset, and they're going to take it not necessarily the best way. And some of you guys might disagree with me, and if you do disagree with me, send me a message, leave a comment, leave feedback, and basically try and explain your point of view, and I'll see if I can explain mine to you. I appreciate you guys for your time, and that being said, have a great day, guys.